Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an hour of harp-centric world music. It's truly a world music show today. We'll delve into the harp family relatives of the Middle Eastern Qanun and the Indian Santur, in modern recordings as well as those from history long past. To start the show, the music of Muhammad Abdel Wahab, a dominant force in music of the Middle East for nearly 70 years. He had a profound and widespread influence on music in not only his native Egypt, but throughout the Arab world, from Morocco to Iraq. His genius lay in his ability to absorb a wide variety of foreign styles and technologies and integrate them smoothly into the fundamental elements of traditional Arab music. Performing the music of Muhammad Abdel Wahab, this is Simone Shaheen, master of the oud and violin, with Qanun master Ibrahim Salman.
Thank you. Thank you.
the unmistakable voice of the great Egyptian singer Kulthum. For many years, she performed live on the radio in Egypt every Thursday night when the entire country stopped to hear her sing. There's a story of an Egyptian general who was about to go into battle but postponed it so he could hear Kulthum's Thursday night radio performance. In her many recordings, she was backed up by the Egyptian kanun. This is a plucked instrument that looks much like a hammered dulcimer, but is played with either the fingernails or picks on the fingers. Some of the kanun players I've heard so far play so fast, and it seems like it is just humanly impossible to do this. The piece that we just heard is from the 5-CD set entitled Anthology. The piece was entitled Gadet Hobak Lei. Before that, Simone Shaheen on oud and violin, performing the music of the great Egyptian musician and composer Mohammed Abdel Wahab. Accompanying Simone Shaheen was kanun master Ibrahim Salam. They performed two pieces, beginning with Al-Hina, followed by Mudnaka. More fast-fingered kanun players in this next set, starting with George Abdo and his Flames of Araby Orchestra.
Thank you. Yeah.
From the two CD set, Exotic Oriental Belly Dancing, we just heard Essence of the Rose. Before that, two tunes from George Abdo and his Flames of Araby Orchestra. With George Basile on Kanun, we heard Rutum Bisalama, followed by Ala Ya Lubnan. That was put out on the Smithsonian Folkways label, complete with copious liner notes about each of the songs and background of the genre of music. George Abdo performed regularly in the 1960s at the Avaroff Restaurant and Supper Club in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Amid palm trees and in the soft light of Lebanese lanterns, the Avaroff delighted patrons with Middle Eastern cuisine, the likes of which were available nowhere else commercially in the U.S. The food was matched only by the talents of the belly dancers, undulating to the clanging of finger cymbals, getting guests to get up and join hands in the traditional Middle Eastern line dance of happiness, the dabka. It was said that George Abdo's singing seemed to bring out the sensuousness of the belly dancer. Next up, the group Lama Jamal with Eve Manzigo on the harp, on the hammer dulcimer.
فيها طول الدنيا حوالينا حالا اللي احنا فيها چشم من از صورت تو دور نباشد، دور از تا دلم خسته، دور از تا دلم خسته و رنجور نباشد، دور از تا دلم خسته و رنجور نباشد. گر چشم من از صورت تو دور نباشد،
that two past festival international performers. We just heard Niaz from their CD Nine Heavens performing Ishq, Love in the Veil, followed by Sadrang with Azam Ali on the hammered dulcimer. Also on the hammered dulcimer, we heard Eve Monzigo along with the group Lama Jamal from their CD Chicago. We heard Rihat El Rihan. India has its own version of the hammered dulcimer. It's called the Centaur. It's played with very lightweight mallets, allowing the performer to coax almost voice-like sounds from the instrument by gliding the mallets along the strings as they're played. From Anushka Shankar's disc Rise, we'll hear Centaur Master Tarun Bhattacharya accompanying Anushka in the tune Voice of the Moon. Center master from India, Tarun Bhattacharya, from his CD Sargam. We're hearing in the background Rag Bachaspati. Before that, Voice of the Moon with Tarun Bhattacharya on center as well, from Anushka Shankar's CD Rise. You've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios. On the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
If it often seems that an opera's not over until the main characters are all dead, Verdi's I Vespri Siciliani may be the reason. It's a drama with enough deadly plotting for several nights at the opera. I'm Lisa Simeoni. Join me for Verdi's The Sicilian Vespers from Covent Garden next time on World of Opera.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
This is Cody Hiltz. Join Danny and I for Japan Jukebox, an hour of Japanese music, coming up this Monday night at 11 here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, your source for NPR news, great local programming, and music from around the world. Download and listen live to your favorite